Max.
I feel like partying right now.
Such an aggressive zipper.
It really is. He's getting naked, that's for sure. I'm partying right now.
Good morning, 746, the Plan B Morning Show. Bracken Hunter.
What's up? Yeah, now with new zip-offs.
Yeah. Rip those pants right off. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. If you're looking for a new career, look no further than Specialite, right here in Southwest Michigan. Great starting pay, awesome benefits, really affordable benefits, even for families. Not to mention room to grow. Special-Lite.com. Check them out. Start that new career with Specialite right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, and we just randomly came across this one, I think on Reddit, and we're like, all right, this is, why the hell not?
Roll with it.
What is 100% worse when wet?
I think I got the worst answer. I think I'm just going to kick it off with the worst, and I don't know why it is, but for some reason, it's bread.
That is a damn good answer. That is a
really good answer.
Yeah. Yeah, if your bread ever gets a little soggy.
Anytime you're like feeding the ducks, you know, what are you, duck? You like wet bread? I'm like, ugh, it's just mushy. It's like white bread. I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of bread. But, you know, for example, in those hot dog eating contests, when they're dipping the hot dogs in the water so they can go, like, to me, oof.
Yeah.
That mushy, squishy, that is the worst.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. Yeah, duck.
Like,
duck.
What are you, duck?
Quack. I love wet bread. Quack.
I could feel it in my mouth. Like,
yeah. It's And if you get like just a, because there are other breads that are hardier that could handle a little bit of moisture. But if it's, yeah, just like a piece of Wonder Bread, like white, like just cheap, great value brand white bread, and that's wet, forget about it. There's nothing that will bring that. And it can still happen on a sandwich too. I know we're thinking about like, the whole, you got your sandwich hose down. But even if you got like kind of a, like a juicy tomato or a wet spot. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's just terrible. It's awful. Like, it's not an enjoyable sandwich.
Makes it soggy. Yeah. You know, the weird answer is, I don't know why, cardboard.
Kind of see, yeah. Whenever I have, like, cardboard sitting outside and it's before trash day and it gets
wet. It's kind of hard to handle. You can't really fold it up good. And you don't really want to touch it.
You get too much weight in and the bottom falls out. Like, damn it.
Wet
cardboard. Awful.
It sucks.
It's terrible. So bread and cardboard, that's your two answers.
Can't use it as a fire starter.
Oh, my cardboard's wet, damn it.
You know.
That Amazon package was sitting outside in the rain and didn't get put underneath the overhang, damn and now it. You got to put that thing inside. Damn it. Yeah. Wet cardboard. I think wet bread is worse, but wet cardboard, definitely bad. Definitely bad. Good answers, buddy. For me, very simple. It's and I can feel it. I can feel it in my legs. I don't like the feeling of this. Wet jeans.
Jeans,
I guess pants in general, but there's certain pants that, all right, it's wet, it's not the end of the world. Wet jeans is the most uncomfortable, awful thing in the world. In the world.
You know what the jeans are? I've realized it's just like a giant wick.
Yeah.
You know, the wetness starts from the bottom and
it works its
midday,
way up.
Midday, you're like, damn, it's already up to my shit. My whole pant leg is wet.
You could be very specific and say wet bottom of the jeans, all right? The jeans are just a little too long.
That's the worst.
It's just, and it
you can always
creeps
feel it
up
on your ankle. Ugh.
But no, wet jeans. And I'm even talking like summertime, like having to work outside. And I haven't had to do that in a long time, thank God, because I just physical labor is not for me.
Yeah, just
but
the
on
sweaty.
On the farm, jeans. Sweaty, wet jeans. Damn. Oh, my God. Just rubbing on your nuts. Just terrible,
rough,
man.
Rough.
Chafing
your
legs.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
But gloves. I mean, obviously socks are going to be an answer.
Yeah, socks, gloves, shoes. Even that, just wet shoes. Wet shoes.
It's the worst, too. Especially when you forget.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, I was out. Walking in the rain, I forgot to dry the shoes, and you don't have anything else to wear.
Oh, they stink. You got that.
You know
that
what happens
little,
a lot? Golf shoes.
Golf shoes get wet. Well, if you stop hitting it into the water hazard, you wouldn't get
wet. Shut up.
I don't know about you. My shoes are dry all the time. I'm on the fairway.
No, they're not. You don't even have.
You're digging in there to the alligators. That's what you're doing. Give me the ball, alligator. And I think any type of clothing, unless it's a white t-shirt and you're at a bar and it's wet t-shirt night, you know, that's the only good thing. That's 100% better when it's wet right there.
White t-shirt.
We got some great answers on Facebook. What's 100% worse when wet? Crystal said pizza rolls. She said, I don't understand how people can microwave them. Not okay. They're soggy and wet. All right, you are onto something. I microwave mine because I'm lazy and I don't want to
preheat. Air fryer, man. That's where it's at.
God, you and that air fryer. You haven't brought it up in a while, so I'll give it
to
you.
Never had a pizza roll if you haven't had it out of an air fryer. I guarantee you that.
But, yeah, that's a soggy pizza roll. The dough is kind of chewy. Yeah, it doesn't work, you know, because it was frozen before. It's been sitting in the back of the freezer for, like, 6 months, so it's got that kind of ice on it.
Right.
Yeah. Wet. Robert said that something that's 100% worse when wet. He said farts. Definitely farts.
That's a great answer. Don't want any of that. That's for sure.
Oh, no.
When's the last wet fart you had there, Hunter? It hasn't been that long, has it?
There's some solidity to that.
Yeah. Yeah. There was viscous.
Stuff behind that.
There was very viscous on there. God, that's a day ruiner. That is
and
a day ruiner.
And you start doing the duck walk,
Yeah.
I don't think it's touched the shorts.
There's nothing worse than when, like, you're in multiple layers and you have a wet fart, all right? And you just know, like, in the wintertime, you got long underwear on, you got your pants on, and maybe you got some snow pants over top of them.
It's work to get
that. That is work. If you just sit in it. Just sit.
Snow pants on.
I'll deal with it when I get home. This is just a mess. Randy had a good answer. Something that's 100% worse when wet. Your bed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not a good thing.
Why is the bed wet? Especially after one of those wet farts.
It's a combo you don't want to have.
Oh, man. We're going to have to throw this mattress out. That's like the third mattress this month. Wow. Scott had a good answer. The seat of your car. Have you ever left a window open, Hunter, in a car?
Oh, for sure.
And then you get that wet seat. You're like, oh, this is going to.
Or even just in the winter when you open the door and all the snow falls into
it. It's 2022. Don't worry about self-driving cars. Worry about a car that in the winter when I open the door, it doesn't just get a snow pile on the driver's seat.
Damn it.
Even if you wipe it off, even if you take the time with the snow brush to get in there, it still gets in the crack. And then you open the door. Unbelievable.
It's a pain in the ass, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it's a bad part about living up north. Just snow on the seat of your car every single time.
In your boot.
Yeah.
On the seat of your car.
Yeah.
Welcome to winter.
A bunch of people, Sydney, Kayla, they said socks as a popular. Edward said this shoes, jeans. Let's see. Jason said popcorn. That's gross. Wet popcorn?
Oh, yeah, gross.
Yeah, that's true. It does get kind of like a weird chewiness to it, you know?
Yeah, you don't want wet popcorn.
No.
That's gross.
And where are you going where you just have wet popcorn?
Yeah, right.
In the splash zone at SeaWorld. Oh, damn you, Shamu. You got my popcorn wet.
Eating popcorn around the pool or something.
Yeah, don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. Jonathan had a good answer. Something that's 100% worse when wet. He said gremlins. That's a good answer.
Oh, that's a great answer.
It's a good answer. You do not want to get your gremlin wet.
What a great movie.
You're not supposed to feed him after midnight either, too, right? That's it. All right, great answers, everyone.
I love it.
I feel uncomfortable right now. Do you have that, like, weird,
kind of cringy feeling? Yeah, I just...
Here's a question for you, and I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. Like, are there days where you just don't want to get wet? Do you ever have those? Like, even, like, a shower, you're like, I just don't feel like getting wet. Does that make sense or no?
Well, my wife doesn't like to get her hair wet sometimes. And she's like,
Kiki does the same thing, too, because it's just a big production where it's like, all right, I don't want to get my hair wet. I just, you know, it's fine. I got my dry shampoo. But no, like, there's days where it's like, I don't want water on my body, which, yeah. I don't know, maybe that's just like a weird feel thing. But
never had that. Getting wet, I guess.
Oh, what, do you think you're better than me, huh? You think you're okay with getting fine, whatever. All right, hey, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.